Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kurt Schwanebeck with the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis about the upcoming Family Fun Fair. Another year of the Family Fun Fair coming to Knoxville. Tell us a little bit about this year's event.
Yeah, this will be our 25th year that we haven't always been involved with it, but it was started by a group of businessmen years ago. And we have just inherited the Noon Kiwanis the last, oh man, I don't even know how many years, but quite a few. We're excited about it. Every year it changes a little bit, but then some of the things are always the same and changes with the times. And we're just looking forward to everybody coming out and having a good time. It always seems to work out.
Absolutely. And I know from personal experience, it's a lot of fun. What are some of the activities this year?
Well, thanks to the Morning Kiwanis, we'll have the inflatables back again this year. And we'll have some sprint cars for the kids to look at and get their picture taken in. And, of course, the rural fire department will be there, so cool everybody off. You know, little water wars going on there. And a lot of the groups, Freedom for Youth will be there. Head Start will have a booth. Marion County Health Department will be there and have their booth like they always do. Montgomery Street Preschool will be there with some games. There will be several other ones that show up. There always seems to be those that show up. They don't tell us they're coming, and here they are, but they're all welcome. One big important thing, though, is when you come into that day, bring mom and dad, but tell dad to leave the billfold at home. We're not going to check his ID, and we don't want any money. Everything is all free for the fun fair.
Talk about, I guess, from the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis perspective of being able to connect with the community and kind of see the kids grow up through this annual event.
It surprises me. Every year we get a few new people come in and go, do you have this every year? Yes, we have it every year. Well, this is just fantastic. And then we get the people that are visiting from out of town and they come down to Auld Park. What's going on? You know, just come in and enjoy. Go up to the desk there, check in, because we need your name and your address and stuff, because we have prizes to give away. You have to be present to win the prizes. But we have things like bicycles, backpacks, that kind of stuff we give away all day long.
Talk about organizing the event and getting all the partners together, especially after, like you said, you kind of inherited this event, and it's just kind of a nice way to keep everyone connected.
About in February or so, we send out a letter to all of our supporters and those people who are behind the scenes and donate monetarily to help fund this project. And it all comes together. We have a few planning meetings. Sandy Renard is very important to this project. She takes it very seriously to heart. We all do, but she just has a special place in her heart for this project. And she's in charge of so much. And she takes care of the free hot dog lunch that we have. But it's also prepared by our local chef, Jim Butler, who is always there to help the Kiwanis out. Even though he's Rotarian, he always has a place in his heart to help us out. It's great.
Talk about some of the prizes, like you said, and what kids should expect when they show up and just have a good time.
Boy, there's just so much. There's a lot of little games and stuff they can handle. Prizes for those, a major drawing that we give stuff away, and then just like the bikes and stuff. But we'll go shopping. We don't go shopping until like a couple days before, because then we don't have to store everything. And one of our members goes and itemizes all this stuff and for different age groups and stuff and figures out what's best for what. And it all works out. And we'll be taking pictures again like we always do. The individuals or families, every family will have a coupon to get their picture taken. And, you know, how they want to do that, that's fine. We'll have free snow cones. It's going to be hot. We know that. You know, come dressed appropriately, wear your sunscreen, and come over and get some snow cones to cool off.
All right, if I wanted to help out in the future with the Family Fun Fair, how would I go about doing that?
Well, that'd be fantastic. If you can come down for the Family Fun Fair that day, just talk to any one of the Kiwanians, or just catch us any other time. We meet every Thursday at noon at the Rural Fire Department Conference Room.
All right, and one final time, the details of the event and when people should show up and where.
This Saturday, June 23rd, starts at 9 o'clock. Lunch will be somewhere between 11:30 and 12. Depends on when the chef has the hot dogs done to perfection.
Thanks to Kurt Schwanebeck for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.